It's the blunder of nature, baby. Woo, the extreme. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Sometimes when nature does horrible, horrible things, it looks really cool.
Oh my goodness.
Into the Sturm und Drang.
This is the highly suspect review of Into the Storm on oneofus.net. Now, you may have to go ahead and Google or IMDb that movie, because odds are you haven't even heard about it, because I think they advertised it for a solid week on, like, the CW, like, it got, like, very few trailers, very few TV spots.
Only on a broken television set that was at the bottom of a of a set of stairs behind a sign that said, "Beware of Leopard" and a locked door.
Yes.
They advertised the shit out of it on that TV,
yes,
but nowhere else.
It was here and gone, like, dust in the... Well, never mind. Yeah, you get the idea. Yeah.
It's going up against the behemoth that is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's the thing. As shitty as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is, it's going to wipe the floor with this movie, because you may be thinking to yourself, wow, it looks like just a bad knockoff of Twister. But then you watch it, and you realize that it's a bad knockoff of Twister.
Well, it seems like there's something happening right now, and this comes after seeing Earth to Echo, that somebody in Hollywood's like, let's pay not a lot of money to do found footage versions of films that were pretty good the first time around.
Found footage E.T. being Earth to Echo.
Yeah, found footage E.T. being Earth to Echo.
This is Brian, by the way.
This is Chris.
JC.
There we go.
You know, and the thing is, I think I like this more than you did. I know I liked it more.
You definitely liked it more than I did.
I still wouldn't say to anybody, oh man, gotta go see Into the Storm. But I'm a big defender of Twister. I know the science is stupid. Okay, so what? Science is stupid. It's a fun movie to watch because you've got all these characters who are very charismatic. They have good, fun character arcs in them. There's a lot of camaraderie, and the movie really works on that level.
Yeah.
The biggest problem with Into the Storm is there's none of that.
That's the thing, is I will defend Twister all day. I think Twister is legitimately good on a lot of different levels. Yes, the science is a little bit silly, but if the science were more sound... I mean, you tell me one thing in that movie that would make it a bad movie. You can't. I mean, the characters are great. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, like, they're playing amazing characters that, like you said, you are, you know, you develop a bond with, and it's amazing. And then on top of that, you have the Jan de Bont special effects, and it's so much fun. And all this movie does is serve as a reminder that you can, in fact, go watch Twister to this day. It hasn't blown away. It is still there.
It's still got really good special effects, even by today's standards.
I absolutely agree. And I think that this movie is literally just, hey, by the way, Twister still exists, so go watch that instead. Because there is not a single, not even likable characters, memorable, or even... like, identifiable characters in this movie.
Okay, see, you're going a little farther than I would, because I don't think anyone is straightforward unlikable, which is more often the case than not in found footage films, where you're like, why must you insist on making everyone in your film a fucking asshole? Here, they're at worst unmemorable.
There's one character in this film that I would say is not an asshole. And the main family in this movie is, like, no reason at all, like, negligent, not even negligent, but, like, dispassionate father, and then his sons, always moody, and Justin Bieber. His youngest son looks exactly like Justin Bieber.
Darker,
like,
hair, Justin
the
Bieber.
Fucking
a little bit more overweight Justin Bieber, but yeah.
He's now eating away his misery at home.
Yeah.
But why are they making fun of me?
And then you have Matt Walsh, who I actually like. I think is an actor that, you know, he's funny, he's great on Veep, and they have him playing just such a dickbag. They give him his little moment of redemption at the end, which ends with one of the goofiest moments of non-science in the entire movie.
But it's fun to watch.
But it's at least fun to watch, because it's just like, oh, you're so fucked. there's at least that. But other than that, it's like...
that's the primary misstep. That is the key thing that's out of... the key part of this whole structure that makes none of the rest of it work that well is that Matt Walsh. Because, like, unlike Twister, where you had a very strong, very likable, very heroic central character that you could hold on to that was doing this... crazy shit for a very good, solid reason. And here you have Matt Walsh, who's just in it for the cash, really. And he's very wormy. And you're like, I don't even like this guy.
And that's the problem, is they try to give him both motivations at once.
Yeah.
Because he is very much in it for the fame and the glory. And then they're like, but he wanted his work to mean something. I'm like, when did he want his work to mean something?
When the script required for him to be redeemed.
Bullshit, he wanted his work to mean something. That's just horseshit.
I mean, I think that this actually would have been a lot more enjoyable with a solid character, like, written for that part. As it is, nobody feels like a central character in this film. It's too kind of spread out all over the place at best, and we're just still here only talking about characters at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a bit with one of the sons and a girl that he's in love with from school who get trapped under a building as the water's rising. Mm-hmm. And it actually does have a certain amount of, like, emotional punch there that does work. Mm-hmm. I was like, that little sequence and them being saved and what have you, yes, that actually does work. But that's a tiny little part of this film where these characters actually seem human and real. Because for the rest of it, you just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, shit blows up real good all over the place.
Yeah, they build up this little shack of goodwill, and then they could proceed to run an F4 right next to it and blow it away immediately.
I can say I honestly thought the effects here were really good and were fun to watch. When the tornadoes are fucking shit up left and right, I was having a good time.
I love the fact that the principal of the high school is basically the mayor from Amity Island. Because the kid's dad in this movie is the vice principal. He's like, no, we can't do the graduation ceremony outside. There's going to be a storm. And he goes, the weather's going to be fine. We can't move this. You want to do that? Blah, blah, blah. We can't possibly move it indoors. But it's just like, okay, seriously? Like,
he also vaguely looks like Barack Obama.
He really does look like Barack Obama.
And this is a town even tinier than Amity Island.
Oh,
and
yet
they have a major international airport.
God damn it, Chris! All right,
I wasn't going to let you do that.
You may have seen this in the trailer, so don't feel terrible for spoiling it. But at one point during the movie, the tornado runs through an airport and starts picking up these 737s and throwing them around. And it's visually like, wow, that's incredible. Until you think about it for 2 seconds. Because this town, which is what, Silverton? Like
Silverton, yeah.
Iowa, like it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And we see the main street of this town has 4 buildings that were all built in 1930. And yet, they have a major metropolitan airport that has 737s. Now, these are not cargo planes. This is a huge metropolitan airport.
Well, if you think about it, there's probably a lot
of meth. If you think about it, it unravels.
Well, no, there's probably a lot of meth being made in this plane.
True.
In this town.
Yeah.
And as we learn in Breaking Bad, it's probably a big trafficking hub. And so those planes got to take their drugs somewhere.
Okay. Breaking Bad took place in Albuquerque that does have a metropolitan airport. This is once again Silverton nowhere. Who's hub, like, what, is Southwest flying through Silverton?
Maybe.
I just didn't know that?
It actually amuses me how badly this bothers Brian.
Why would you do that?
Because I was like, yeah, you're right, and just stopped.
It's also, like, right next to the high school.
But he's like, no, Chris, no.
Because
this is a bigger deal than your, I was like, it's.
Because it's fucking nonsense.
It's a very silly film.
As is the fact. And here's the thing. We talk about the silly science and Twister, but you know what the silly science and Twister never did? Make the tornadoes less effective.
Yeah.
If anything, the bullshit science was to make the tornadoes more scary. In this film, tornadoes are like ninjas. They can literally sneak up on people, which I find really, like,
that seems,
less impressive.
That seems unlikely.
It's like, there's the scene in the beginning, like, high school kids in a car, of course, with a camera, because it's
when
a fucking
suddenly the tornado's in the back seat, and it's like, whoa!
Pretty much! That's pretty much exactly what happens, because they're like
Jason Voorhees of tornadoes.
They get out of the car, and they're looking down the road as these streetlights are probably like, what is that? What's causing that? And then it's like, boom, tornado, they're all dead. And it's like, okay, what did it's wind moving at 300 miles an hour.
How could you not know what was going on?
It's not going to be silent, for God's sake. Like, that's ridiculous.
Even if you can't see it, you're like, look, it's werewolves or a tidal wave or a tornado. Either way, it's something you want to go the opposite direction immediately on first detecting that something was wrong.
Dude. Yeah. And the movie with its...
I wish it had been werewolves.
I wish it had been too. Werewolves in the tornado.
Oh my God.
Wolf-nado.
Somebody call the Sci-Fi Channel.
We got to get on this. We got were-nado. It's going to be a hit.
Were-nado. Yeah, if you get picked up by the nado and don't die, then you become
the wind isn't the only thing that howls in the night.
Or that sucks.
Or that. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like this movie. It's not fun. And the visual, the thing. Well, I mean, it's not completely without its fun moments. I will say that. But like, the thing about its visual conceit is that at any given moment, they abandon it. At any given moment, you have no idea who's filming. Like, you see, like, they go to all the trouble to literally identify too many people. They identify anyone who ever talks to the camera. There's a little nameplate that comes up. And it's like, I don't need to know who these people are. I don't give a shit.
Because it's not technically found footage. It's a fake documentary, which is the difference.
But, so they go to these links to do this so you know everyone who would potentially have a camera. And then at random moments, you can see all of those people in the frame. Who's holding the damn camera?
Well, there are cameras everywhere. These people are bristling with cameras. Apparently, people in this town, they're born with cameras coming out of their sternums. I mean, like, the cars in this movie all have, like, cameras sticking out of every angle. And I don't mean, like, assumably. I mean, they show you. There's like, 800 cameras.
But all of that stuff.
This transport hub of a small town all has surveillance cameras in the street.
Exactly. Like,
this is the London of Jerkwater, Iowa towns.
But, well, maybe the street were saying was just that historic quarter or something, you know?
Yes, that explains why there's a major metropolitan area.
There you go.
No, it doesn't. No, but this, you would see everything that has been established to have a camera in the shot several times, and it'd be like, no, seriously, who's filming this? Yeah. And I don't mind that so much as it's, except that it's like, then why bother with the found footage? Why do it at all? What if, like, honestly, Chris, I mean, even enjoying those moments, did you enjoy the tornado stuff more because it was found footage?
No.
Yeah, I don't understand.
No, I kept thinking about how the tornadoes were more effective in Twister, partially because it wasn't found footage.
Exactly. And I think that's the big problem here, is that for me, all these moments that would have been fun in something like Twister, like, for example, that airport where you see the planes start getting, who's filming that?
Right.
Like, I don't know, like,
maybe it was a security camera on a plane.
Then it would be spinning. We wouldn't see it head on and perfectly in frame.
They made that part seem like it was like a newscopter, but then that newscopter would be getting royally fucked.
Yeah, like it's
dramatic reenactment, Brian.
Yeah.
Dramatic reenactment.
I don't know, man. Like, I really wanted to have fun. You know, and maybe part of it is that I've, like, lived through several tornadoes in my life, and they are fucking scary. And when you go to such great lengths to basically undermine the inherent fear factor of something that massively destructive, I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand.
See, tornadoes scare the shit out of me. Like, the very thought of being near one scares the shit out of me. And it's one of those things, like, when you make a movie about tornadoes, I'm going to watch it, and even if it's not that great a movie, it's going to kind of scare me.
Sure.
And this, sure enough, there were scenes I was, like, found myself where I was very tense and gritting my teeth, because I don't even want to see people I don't give a shit about get sucked up by a tornado.
Well, especially you'll see plenty of that.
Especially not giant fire tornadoes. Holy shit! That actually is a real thing. I've seen a tornado that had fire sucked up into it.
That didn't seem all that implausible, so I wondered if that was a real thing, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
You know what did seem implausible is that this town is apparently one that God wanted to strike off the map forever, because it's just like, tornado, 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 two tornadoes, three tornadoes, like, God damn it. Stop giving us tornadoes. Do something else.
They had to throw a dig at Twister at one point. Did you notice that?
The cow?
Where the guy's like, how big is the tornado? He's like, oh, I don't know. They don't tell us ahead of time, which is a dig, because Twister is like, oh my God, it's going to be an F5, which was one of the big science things. People were like, you don't know how big a tornado is before it hits. I was like, guys, you don't have a leg to stand on this one. Your science is not tight.
I'm just saying, at least in Twister, they drove around to different towns to catch all these tornadoes. Literally in this movie, there's like a quintet of tornadoes just sieging this town.
Plus, I liked that there was actually an antagonist in Twister that was other than nature. You know?
It
was
Gary Elwes.
Yeah, another character in there, you were like, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah, in this movie, it's like that character that's supposed to give you that feeling is also a protagonist.
Yeah, it's also one of the main protagonists.
It's like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that.
Yeah, like, I really feel like the biggest flaw of this is really just like the poor thinking on who they chose to be these main characters of this. There's nothing to really hold on to there with the tornado chasers, and they give you way more information than you need about these people, considering that none of that is relevant at all. Or helps you to like them any better.
No. And there's so many stupid decisions made by people that are, like, supported by other people in the movie. Like, there's a point where one guy wants to leave because he's freaked out, and they're like, no, man, you gotta stay. What are you doing? You're gonna leave? And it's like, yeah, let the fucker leave. Like, what? He's like, all of a sudden he's painted as a coward, and it's like, no, I'm pretty sure he's just the smartest of all of you. This is clearly a town that, like I said, God wants to smite. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Seriously.
JC, I haven't let you talk much. I'm sorry. What did you think of this movie?
I mean, to me, it's just kind of a lot like when an eighth grade kid makes a tornado in like a bottle for a science fair and he presents it to you and it's like, hey, it's a tornado. Good job, kid. and then you forget you saw it. Like, with every
it's a tornado. Good job, movie.
Yeah. Like with every found footage premise that they find a weird way to kind of throw a unique take on it, I'm mildly interested, but in the end, my end reaction is usually like, all right, good job, movie. you made a found footage movie.
Damning with faint praise.
Tim and Eric tornado movie. Good job.
That one I probably won't watch.
No. I can tell you right now I won't be at that
screen. It'll just be a cyclone of non-comedy flying at us again and again and again. I guess we might as well go to, like, I don't really know what else to say about this. I feel like it's so outside of the effects, which I will concede are good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're very strong effects. There is nothing to this movie. Like, there's really not, like, everything else could literally dry up and blow away, and we could just watch 30 to 45 minutes of the CG twisters. Like, that's really all you need to do. You could fast forward through every human interaction in this film, and you would lose nothing. You could just watch the CG twisters throw buildings and cars around and be fine.
Well, like I said, I thought there was the one sequence with the characters that did work, and the biggest problem is that should have been a climactic sequence of the film.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's right in the middle of the fucking film.
It's like, oh, I'm so glad we had this moment. Our family's, oh, there's another tornado. Okay, let's go. Come on. It's like, Jesus Christ. Sit in your moments.
I admit, there was when they were sitting there and the water's all filling up in there and they're all like starting to cry and film each other say goodbye to their families. I'm thinking, hey, dude, well, at the very least, that hot chick's shirt is just soaking wet right now. Yeah. So you got that. You have that.
That was a good moment. And then inevitably, yeah, it ends up getting that moment just becomes eliminated by Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel.
Did they edit out the scene where he said, I don't want to die a virgin? I'm just saying.
We have an F5 clinger. We have an F5 clinger here. All right. Well, yeah, I guess, Chris, you want to start us off on final thoughts?
I obviously like this a little better than you guys did while still acknowledging this is by no means essential cinema. Like I said, I thought...
I can't wait for the Criterion Into the Storm. Right.
There were a few nice moments here and there with the characters, but overall, there wasn't enough there with any of them to really give that much... to make them feel three-dimensional at all, or to have people that you really rooted for. They're just... kind of, even with the information they give us, they still feel like just random people. But with the terror of the storms all around them, you still root for them to some extent because you wouldn't want to see anybody get sucked up into a tornado. I really liked the last act of this movie. I genuinely enjoyed it as shit is just going off the rails and there's tornadoes everywhere and they do essentially what Twister did, which is like, this has never happened before with tornadoes. It's crazy. And it's fun to watch. There's fucking tornadoes all over the goddamn place. And I'm sitting comfortably in an air-conditioned theater goes, sucks to be you guys. So to a certain extent, I did, in fact, have fun with this. But you have fun with that in the way that you have fun with any given B film, whatever. I'm not laughing. I wasn't even laughing at it, really. It's just I like disaster movies where there's a lot of disaster in it. You know? I'll defend 2012 for Christ's sakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
I got it.
So I'm actually going to give this 6 out of 10 blowjobs.
That's pretty good.
Jay-Z.
William Goss, who kind of jumps on a lot of these reviews, he wasn't at the press screen. He asked me what I thought of it because he hadn't really heard much of it from anyone. And I'm just like, well, you know, there's not a whole lot to say about it. It's, you know, a unique take on found footage, but in the end, it's just kind of like I said earlier, it's a competently made movie. It would have been helped if there had been more memorable characters. Maybe it might have been helped if there weren't so many characters. Definitely could have done without the dumb redneck characters.
Oh my god, how did we not talk about them?
Yeah. Oh, dumb and dumber.
Yeah. You don't need comic relief in a movie so stupid it is its own comic relief. Yeah. And yet they give us two slack-jawed yokel jackass wannabes that, oh, no, I won't spoil it because some of you actually might want to see this movie. But the whole time, you're rooting for that goddamn tornado. Yeah. Every time they're on screen, it's like, please kill them. Please kill them.
Well, because you've got if you're going to have a villain in a film, they have to have shades of gray about them. And in this case, you're like, okay, tornado, don't kill anyone else, but kill those two guys.
Kill those two guys immediately.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the end, he was just like, well, I'm probably going to go see it Friday afternoon. And I'm like, yeah, you don't want to spend money on, like, seeing it at night or on the weekend. Like, on a matinee, if you've got nothing else to do this weekend and you definitely don't want to see the Ninja Turtles and you're maybe a little Guardians of the Galaxy'd out, like, yeah, this will probably, you know, waste enough time for you. You're not going to hate yourself coming out of it. You just, you know.
It's not like going to see a hooker in Brazil or something, you know? It's,
yeah. It's, you know, it's about as kind of a meh experience as you can have in a theater, for me anyways. But, you know, I always appreciate a unique take on found footage. You know, every now and then you'll have a kind of a hidden gem like Chronicle and you know, or even Afflicted that came out recently. So I always kind of have that hope. I didn't quite get it here, but I would give it 4 out of 10 science fair projects.
Yeah, I think in the end, there is so much of this movie that owes its existence to Twister that the found footage element is not in and of itself enough of a twist to make me like it at all. And again, it's Twister's greatest strength is its characters, and I feel like this movie, the characters may as well have been tanker trucks and farmhouses and school roofs, because it was just like, I'm just waiting around to watch destruction. And
did you see Stanley Tucci was playing that one tanker truck?
He was really great. That guy so can do good. Anything. It's amazing. And as much as I agree with Chris to a certain extent of something that I'll call Tornadenfreud, that is fun to a certain extent, but it's boring. There's most of this movie that involves the human people is just plain boring. And the one thing I cannot forgive, the one thing I should never be in a movie like this, good, bad, or otherwise, is bored. And I think for that reason, I'm going to have to give this movie 4 out of 10 Dusties that were desperately needed in this film.
Oh, man, this movie needed a Dusty.
It really did need a Dusty,
and it needed a Bill Paxton's character, too, whose name I can't
remember. That may have been too extreme.
Yeah.
It may have been a little extreme.
Too extreme.
Too extreme. What a twister!